News Talk 1620 WTAW. There are now two locations for you to safely dispose of your no longer needed prescription medicines. In addition to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, there's also a container set next to the College Station Fire Department Administrative Offices, which is inside the College Station Municipal Court Building on Krennic Tap Road. There was an official ribbon cutting of the event, and the first to speak, Bill Roberts of the Brazos County Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
We purchased this box last August, and it's been an odyssey to find a place. And I really appreciate and want to express to the College Station Fire Department my gratitude for their generosity and big heart in hosting this. It is something that it will be significant for the community to have a place where they can get rid of their excess and expired meds and get them out of the reach of potential innocent or perhaps malicious users for adventure or whatever. This is one of the small things that our community can do for reducing the opioid epidemic issues that we see every day in the news. It's expanding. There's our new facets of this epidemic every day. And it's in the radio, it's on TV, it's in the newspapers and the magazines, anything you pick up. There's something about this. And I think this is part of the education that we're involved in. I work at BV CASA, and I have a coalition, which is the Community Alcohol and Substance Awareness Partnership. And the part of the partnership is with the fire department to house this box. As long as the fire department offices open, you will have accessibility through the doors at their location on 300 Krennic Tap Road in College Station. You can bring your meds in and deposit them in this hopper, and once they are put in, they cannot be retrieved again. There are things that we will accept and we do accept, and there are things that we do not. So don't bring things with needles, inhalers, aerosol cans, thermometers, lotions, liquids, and hydrogen peroxide. Don't bring those things. They cannot be disposed of here.
This is the newest location for one of these. There's already existing locations.
There's one at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office on Highway 21.
So whichever's easier to get to.
Right. We've got one now in College Station in the southern part of the county, and we got one in the north off of 21 in Bryan.
Also speaking, the fire chief in College Station, Jonathan McMahon.
This is a value-added community partnership with CASA, and it's going to help us not only protect children and adults from improper or misuse of other folks' medicine, but it's going to keep the medicine out of the landfills as well. And we see that as value add to the community and keeping the community safe.
Is that an issue that y'all have had to respond to regularly here in town?
It's not an issue that we respond to regularly for the medicine being in the landfills, but it is a nationwide issue, and we're just looking for proactive ways to keep it from happening here.
You guys already had someone come in and use this, right?
Yes, ma'am. We've had medicine. People have already knew it was coming, and they're already starting to want to bring it by. So we're glad to have it here today so we can start getting it filled up.
And so this is open regular business hours?
Yes, sir. This will be open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday here at our location at 300 Krennic Tap.
Again, comments from College Station Fire Chief Jonathan McMahon and Bill Roberts of the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse on the day that a second drug drop-off location was opened. Container is next to the College Station Fire Department Administrative Offices, which is inside the College Station Municipal Court Building on Krennic Tap Road. If it's closer, you can also drop off those no longer needed prescriptions at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, both locations during regular business hours. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.